It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Time to let the Ugly Duckling World Series begin. Before beginning the never-ending baseball season this year, who would have picked the Texas Rangers to play the Arizona Diamondbacks in this year's World Series? Heck, who even selected the Rangers to play the Diamondbacks just a few weeks ago, as the Major League Baseball playoffs even began? Exactly. The first game of this year's Best of Seven World Series matchup begins on Friday night at 7 p.m. Central Time in Arlington, Texas on Fox. On Saturday night, Game 2 will take place at the Rangers' home stadium. Then Games 3, 4, and 5 will take place in Phoenix, Arizona next Monday and Tuesday, and if needed, Wednesday night at 7 p.m. as well. Game 6 and 7, if they're needed, next weekend will be played on Friday, November 3rd and Saturday, November 4th, 7 p.m. in Arlington, Texas. All of these games televised on Fox. Now, these two teams have defied the odds for the entire baseball season just to arrive at this unlikely matchup. Both the Rangers of the American League and the Diamondbacks of the National League got off to a really fast start in 2023. However, in the end, neither team won its own division. The Texas Rangers held the lead for most of this season in the American League West, only to lose the crown on the last day of the season to their hated in-state rival, the Houston Astros. The two teams finished the year in a tie, 90-72 on the season. But since Houston had won the in-season series against Texas, the Astros were awarded the divisional crown and a full week of rest. The Rangers, for losing that tiebreaker, received only one day off prior to being sent to Tampa Bay to begin the playoffs on the road against the Rays. Over in the National League, the Arizona Diamondbacks jumped out to win 50 games prior to July 1st. But after that, they dropped 25 of their next 32 ball games to fall 11 games behind the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League West. Ouch! Those baseball-playing sneaky snakes, though, finally broke out of their lengthy slump after manager Torey Lovullo held a closed-door meeting to motivate the troops. And it worked. Arizona won 11 of their next 13 games and positioned themselves for a possible wild-card position in the National League. Finishing with the worst record, 84-78, just to make the baseball playoffs this year in either league, the Diamondbacks literally slithered their way into the playoffs. Yeah. Just like the Texas Rangers, the Diamondbacks' reward for their poor finish, though, was being sent on the road to play a best-of-three opening series. And in their case, their first-round games were going to be played at the home of the National League Central Division champion, Milwaukee Brewers. Both Arizona and Texas were forced to go on a best-of-three opening round series on the road at the home stadium of their opponent. It's a daunting task for a road team. But in 2023, it wasn't, because this has been the year of the Road Warriors. Also the name of a wrestling duo. The Texas Rangers took to the road and vanquished the Tampa Bay Rays in two straight American League playoff games. And the Arizona Diamondbacks, they did the same thing. They swept Milwaukee in the Brewers' home ballpark in two straight games. Then the divisional round of games came up, and the Rangers faced the top-seeded team in the American League, the surprising Baltimore Orioles. The winners of 101 regular season games, the O's were the home team for the first two games in this five-game second-round series against Texas. But the Rangers won both of the games in Baltimore's Camden Yard and then swept Baltimore out of the playoffs by winning Game 3 back home in Arlington. Meanwhile, the National League's Arizona Diamondbacks were dispatched to play their divisional round against the rival Los Angeles Dodgers from the National League West. And just like Texas did, the Diamondbacks swept both games played in LA, won the third game back home in Phoenix. The red-hot Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks had won five straight games in a row and two straight series to advance their respective league championship series. As the best of seven American League and National League championship series would begin in Houston and Philadelphia, Texas and Arizona were, guess what, sent on the road again for the first two games. The Houston Astros were entering the American League Championship Series for the seventh straight season and had the home field advantage over their rivals located 240 miles to the north on Interstate 45. And in one of the strangest series in recent memory, neither Houston nor the Texas Rangers won a home game in the entire series as it went seven games Texas won the finale in Houston, of course, 11-4 to advance into the World Series. And in the National League, things did play out a little bit differently. The Philadelphia Phillies, who actually were the highest wildcard seed this year in the National League, carried the home field advantage in this best-of-seven series against Arizona. And they stomped on those snakes from Phoenix during the first two games at home to grab a 2-0 lead. But the Brazilian Diamondback said, hey, watch this, we can do it too. And they took games 3 and 4 in Phoenix. But then the Phillies turned the table, won game 5 on the road in Arizona, and took home a daunting 3-2 lead with the final two games to be played in the city of brotherly love. With one of the loudest baseball crowds in America jeering against them, the Arizona Diamondbacks never wavered. They grabbed a 5-1 win in Game 6 and survived a 4-2 nail-biter in Game 7 in Philadelphia and advanced to the World Series. It marked the first time in Major League Baseball history that two teams had won on the road Games 6 and 7 to get into the World Series. And that's pretty special. However, the World Series featuring these two unlikely teams isn't exactly what the Fox television people might have had in mind a month ago. There will not be a team from a major East Coast city or a West Coast city playing in the World Series this week. Plus, the Houston Astros, America's favorite team to hate, has been eliminated too. Arizona and the Texas Rangers have no recent history in the World Series, so if you like underdogs, this matchup is for you.
There's no need to fear.
This matchup of baseball's ugly ducklings could mean historically low television ratings, though, for Fox. But that doesn't mean that the upcoming World Series games will not be interesting to watch. Both the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks lost more than 100 games only 2 years ago, and their turnaround has been amazing. These two teams have displayed exceptional defenses during the opening rounds of the playoffs. The pitching, though, that's another matter. Both the Rangers and the D-backs are among the worst teams in the league in giving up runs. Both pitching staffs surrender about 4.5 runs a game, so don't look for any no-hitters in this year's World Series. The Texas Rangers, by the way, actually began playing as the Washington Senators back in 1961. The team relocated to the Dallas-Fort Worth area in 1972 and morphed into the Texas Rangers. Now, over their 51 years in North Texas, the Rangers have played in the World Series twice, back in 2010 and 2011, but the Rangers lost both times, and the DFW fans still haven't gotten over it. The team's current manager, 68-year-old Bruce Bochy, has led two other teams, San Diego and San Francisco, into the World Series. He's won 3 championship rings as the skipper of the San Francisco Giants in 2010, 2012, and 2014. Fans in the Dallas-Fort Worth area are hoping his experience can finally bring the Metroplex their first World Series title this year. For Arizona, the Diamondbacks are 1-0 in World Series appearances during their brief 25 years of Major League history. In 2001, the Diamondbacks downed the New York Yankees in 7 games. Fans out in the desert are starved for another sports title. Neither the NFL's Arizona Cardinals nor the NBA's Phoenix Suns have earned a championship trophy for the city since the year 2001 either. In sum, being brutally honest, I really haven't followed either of these two teams very much during the season. The odds makers feel that the Texas Rangers' long ball hitters should make them a slight favorite to win the World Series against these overachieving Arizona Diamondbacks. So if you like low-scoring pitching duels, you're out of luck this year. There'll be lots of home runs and high-scoring games. Both teams will trot out pitcher after pitcher in hoping that someone will be able to have the right stuff that night, at least for a few innings, to help get their team a victory. Texas versus Arizona in the World Series? Nope, we never saw it coming, so let's enjoy the games anyway. There'll be joy in Mudville soon enough as one of these two underdogs carries the 2023 World Series Championship trophy home with them. I'm Swamp Swami.
All the way from Sesame Street, Cookie Monster.
Ahoy